Our reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 11. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. And after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. And the tempter came and said to him, "If you really are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, 'Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.'" Then the devil took him to a holy city and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, 'He will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone.'" Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, 'You shall not put the Lord your God to the test.'" Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." Then Jesus said to him, "Begone, Satan, for it is written, 'You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.'" Then the devil left him. And behold, angels came and were ministering to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jason Neal, Spirit of Christ Lutheran Church, Ham Lake, Michigan.
Grace and mercy and peace be unto you, from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Do we have a God of justice or a God of mercy? In Genesis 3, we hear the story of humanity's rebellion against God. Instead of living in trust and loving service, human beings seek God's power for themselves. In doing so, they positioned themselves as enemies of God. And that's a position that we've tried to take ever since. Instead of trusting in God to be our God, we've tried to take God's job as our own. In doing so, our first parents invited death into God's good creation. And all of us have followed in their footsteps. So what God will we meet? A God of justice or a God of mercy? Our Lutheran confession is that the answer to that question is yes. And we see that no more clearly than in stories in Scripture that involve water. In Genesis 6, we hear that God's heart is grieved at how corrupt the earth has become. And he tells his servant Noah that he's going to put an end to all people because the earth is filled with violence because of them. His judgment is going to come on a humanity that misuses its power to hurt one another. And yet, this same God who brings justice will bring mercy as he rescues Noah and his family through the water and makes them a promise as the hunter points his bow at the sky, saying, "I will no longer aim it toward you, but it will be aimed toward me." In Exodus, we hear the story of a God who hears his people's cries and in mercy will rescue them, opening the waters to deliver them and allow them to pass through. And yet, this God of judgment meets those who would enslave his people, drowning them in these same waters. And in our gospel text for today, we see again the God of justice and the God of mercy, using water to demonstrate both. John the Baptist has been washing the people with a baptism of repentance, one that drowns their rebellion against God. And to the waters comes Jesus, the God who has come in the flesh to rescue us. And he comes to be baptized. John recognizes how wrong this seems, that the Holy One of God would be washed in these waters where the God of justice has shown up. But Jesus says, "It's right to do this. In fact, it fulfills all righteousness to do this. Because in doing so, Jesus has aligned himself with humanity. And in being drowned in the waters, he prefigures the drowning that we experience in our baptism. Because Jesus ties himself to us in his baptism, he ties us to him in ours. And yet we also meet the God of mercy, the God who greets this Jesus coming out of the waters with his promise, "This is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased." And we know that if Jesus receives this promise, that the one who is crucified for us and risen for us delivers that same verdict for us. That in the waters of baptism where we meet the God of justice, we will also meet the God of mercy, the one who raises us with Jesus and gives us that word, "You are God's beloved child, and with you he is well pleased." In Jesus, we meet God's justice and mercy, and we give thanks that the final word that we hear is a word of promise, that God through Jesus once and for all has completed the greatest water rescue of all time. Amen.
We thank Pastor Jason Neal for this meditation on God's Word.